It's 20 minutes after the hour. I'm Rebecca Neighbors, Radio Connection Live 2020 News. Each natural disaster presents its own challenges, and the floods that have inundated portions of southern Louisiana are presenting wireless companies and federal regulators with a now familiar picture. FM radio stepped in to fill a void left by cell phones rendered useless during an emergency. I just cannot thank you guys enough for getting the message out, Denham Springs, Louisiana Mayor Gerard Landry said in an appearance on Guarantee Broadcasting's Talk 107.3, WBRP Baton Rouge. I haven't seen a newspaper or watched TV for 8 or 9 days, but everybody has a radio. Thank goodness for that, he added. His comments illustrate the emergency role radio plays during natural disasters, one that broadcasters have repeatedly used as an incentive to wireless companies reluctant to activate FM chips already installed in most cell phones. It's been a tough sell. We had stations on the air 24/7 giving out information. This has been horrific, and I guess people who are not living here don't understand, Louisiana Association of Broadcasters President Polly Prince Johnson said. Some of these places didn't have electricity, and if the FM chip was on their phones, they could have been listening to our local broadcasters who were giving life-saving information. Helping to strengthen radio's case was the fact that AT&T suffered a massive outage across the region, leaving a large number of residents and the Louisiana State Police with phones that didn't work. Guarantee Media's Baton Rouge market manager Gordy Rush says when flooding closed a 55-mile stretch of Interstate 12, it left thousands of people stranded on the highway for more than 28 hours with radio as a lifeline after his stations jerry-rigged a connection to the state police to relay critical information to drivers stuck miles from any exit ramp. This all played out on the radio, Rush said. Johnson says it wasn't just stuck motorists who were impacted by the cellular outage. It was also families trying to reconnect. People couldn't make phone calls for 3 or 4 days, and then it was sporadic at best. So loved ones were calling the radio stations trying to get the information out, he explained. While the wireless industry points out that the new emergency alert system sends alerts to cell phones on a localized basis, last week in Louisiana, it seems the messages were having the opposite effect as intended. With frequent alerts around the clock, many people whose phones did work became annoyed and switched them off to preserve battery life. It was a nuisance, Rush said. More than a dozen people lost their lives during the Louisiana flooding, and while industry lobbyists are likely to tread carefully so as not to appear to be capitalizing on Louisiana's suffering, those high stakes are what many broadcasters say proves the need for radio on smartphones. If the FM chip was turned on, radio can tell them that the water is rising and they should get their stuff and get out, Johnson said. It's in times of disaster when it is so important and it can save lives, added Rush. This is a matter of life or death. Sprint embraced the Next Radio app, which activates the FM chip, 3 years ago. And by the end of this year, AT&T and T-Mobile will follow Sprint's lead. The exception is any customer that uses an iPhone, since Apple doesn't include FM radio technology inside its handsets. As you heard first and exclusively on 2020 News, Guarantee Media began simulcasting Talk 107 WBRP on its 100,000-watt classic rock sister, Eagle 98.1 WGGL, throughout the storm, while Country 100.7 The Tiger WTGE Relay TV Channel 9 with station cut-ins. Rush says for a time it looked as though WBRP may have been under threat as its transmitter building was 6 inches from taking on water after drainage canals backed up and overflowed into its industrial park tower site. Fortunately, the water eventually receded. Rush, who made it through Hurricane Katrina a decade ago, says the two disasters have left him with an unmistakable conclusion. Twice now, cellular phones have not been dependable. They failed, he said, adding, radio is a lifeline through this stuff. The Broadcasters Foundation of America is also rolling up its sleeves for Louisiana flood victims as well, awarding emergency grants to broadcasters whose lives and property have been severely damaged by the floods in Louisiana and wildfires in California. Alpha Media's Biloxi cluster partnered with the city of Gulfport to fill 3 semi-trucks with supplies for the flood victims of Baton Rouge and surrounding Louisiana cities. Meanwhile, iHeartMedia's The Bobby Bones Show will donate $85,000 to the American Red Cross flood relief effort in Louisiana, thanks to the generosity of the syndicated morning show's loyal audience. Just ahead of more exciting and stimulating radio talk in Tim O'Connor, I'm Rebecca Neighbors, RCL 2020 News.